welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host this week, Brad.
Hello.
All right, guys, we're back. Another smug episode.
It is.
Co-hosted by the man, the myth, the legend. All right, so we got some pretty heavy things to talk about. So we're going to jump right in. Brad, take it away with this first story.
Yeah, so Arkansas really coming out strong to make sure that nobody should want to live there pretty much ever. Already a high contender for this dubious honor, considering they're one of the lowest states in, you know, things like education and quality of life and things of that nature. If you are a transgender person, though, you definitely don't ever want to fucking go to Arkansas. They have passed a bill through their state legislature that bans gender-affirming care for trans youth. This is really shitty. Chase Strangio, he's the deputy director for transgender justice at the ALCU, or ACLU rather, my apologies, said, quote, "This is the single most extreme and anti-trans law to ever pass through a state legislature."
This apparently, the bill passed would ban access to gender-affirming care for transgender minors, including reversible puberty blockers and hormones. Like, I feel like I just had a conversation very similar to this on another podcast I was on earlier today. Why are you so utterly concerned with the private lives of other citizens? Like, this is insane. And it's not even like, I don't like that. Like, all right, you don't have to like it. Who gives a shit? I don't like Pepsi either. But I'm not advocating making the people who make it or drink it, they're making their lives miserable. Historically, obviously, this was not going to be possible. But boy, should we have just let the South secede and just let it go. Just let it go.
Except that trans people would still be living there regardless, so it wouldn't really matter
one
way or the other. So one of the things about things that can help them, you know, realize their true gender is that it helps cut down on cases of like suicide, depression, stuff that runs rampant in the trans community, especially among younger trans kids. There's no reason for this. There really isn't at all. Like, other than, you know, what do we say about the, you know, the thing that's said about the Trump administration is the cruelty is the point when it comes to a lot of this stuff. It's – and, you know, like our buddy Chris, who currently lives in Arkansas and is trying to escape, basically is like, look, another fucking embarrassment, you know, an embarrassing reason to mention that you're from this fucking state. It's ridiculous.
Again, man, just – It's okay to just be like, I don't approve of this and just leave people alone. Like, it's just you could just not approve of it and just leave people the fuck alone. It's again, your point is correct. Like, cruelty is the point, right? Like, you're going after these people just to make their lives miserable for other people who are not trans. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, so they feel better about it. Like, what the fuck? I wish it worked the other way, by the way. Like, I wish that we could make those people's lives miserable just because, but we don't because we're like good people, right? Like, like, it's not like liberal minded people are like, well, everybody who's straight and conservative is getting a mandatory gay marriage. See, like, it's doesn't happen.
What's funny though is that that's how they act. Like, is what is happening.
What we do. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
like we're all like you're oppressing our way of life. Like, what are you talking about? Like, white fucking Christianity is still the you know, plurality religion in this fucking country.
Yeah, it's like 70% of Americans are Christian.
I don't even think it's that high. Like, I think the numbers are lower. I think, frankly, there's more fucking atheists now than there ever was before. But
good.
They still have the highest block. Like, they don't necessarily – I don't think they have a majority anymore. Or actually, no.
No, they definitely do.
They won't within the next, I think, 20 years, I think it's estimated. So just in case you're wondering, Arkansas, not the only trash-ass state looking at legislation for this. There's a House committee in Tennessee who passed a measure – last week for a bill that I'm assuming will come up in the legislature there eventually to make it a misdemeanor for doctors to provide gender-affirming care to children who have not reached puberty yet. And people that have reached puberty that are trans have to have at least two physicians and a child psychiatrist sign off on their treatment before they're allowed to get it if this bill were to go through.
I mean, I guess that's some level of difference.
It shouldn't be anyone at all except for the individual that's involved.
Right. I agree. So, I'm just saying at least they're like, no, we're progressive on that. It's like we're giving them somewhat of an out. Like, it's not an out.
I can't imagine that this isn't going to get litigated.
Oh, 100%.
And probably get struck down, quite frankly, considering that we've already, put in. Well, I guess I guess the Trump administration tried to roll that back, the Title IX protections for.
No. Yeah. No, that was, they did attempt to roll it back, but it's. No, I mean, look, this is going to the Supreme Court at some point.
Yeah.
Like, it is. The question is, does it go, like, what is the argument? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, the Supreme Court, like, the argument against gay marriage is, marriage is regulated based on, government. Like, it's basically a government contract, right? It's a state contract. And the argument was, you're basically denying these people the right to get married because you don't like it. Like, that's all it is. Like, it's not, there was no legitimate legal argument against gay folks getting married. There just isn't one, right? It's, I'm religious and I don't agree with this. Okay. Like, but that's not how we govern this country. Like, we don't govern like that. The argument for trans, like, for something like this is the same. We're Christian or we're religious and we don't like it. That's not an argument. This is not an argument.
It's interesting to me is that, and again, this exclusively comes from the right, essentially.
Yeah.
And it's like they always have to find someone to oppress. Like, as time slowly, as the wheel slowly turns, it's becoming harder and harder to oppress the people that they traditionally have oppressed over the years. And so they're like, well, now we need to find a new whipping boy, basically.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I don't even understand. Like, let's say this goes to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. What is the argument? Well, we don't like it. Okay. Like, it's not a fucking argument.
It's not in the Bible, Jay. Well, it's not in the Bible either. Like,
I don't know. It's a weird argument that people make. They make this like, this is my morality and it offends me. But I could equally say that my morality, it offends me that you would do that to teenagers and increase, child suicide. Like, that's my morality. Why does your morality mean more than mine?
Well, again, I've said it a million times before. Like, it's. Well, now I just lost my train of thought. God damn it. It's
well, you won't say it a million and one times.
Huh? Well, like I said, they have – you have the right to – like again, your rights stop at yourself basically. So, right. Yes, you have the right to not be trans. Like, that's the only right,
right
you have. You have no right to stop anyone else from doing it. Just like me, you have the right to not have a gay marriage and not be homosexual.
That's right. Like, I just – like, as we're talking about this, it is literally the dumbest argument. Like,
yeah.
Well, I don't like it. Okay. It's don't have one. Like, well, I don't think people should be able to change their gender. Okay. Duly noted. We're going to continue with this. Like, because right. Your opinion on the topic doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, there was a whole thing.
It's amazing because the crux of what God gave man that makes them man is free will. Like, that's kind of the whole fucking deal. Kind of the ability to do whatever the fuck
no,
you want.
Brad, you're reading the Bible wrong. And by reading the Bible, I mean, like, literally, you're just ignoring the exact words that it says, or you're reading them, which is a problem.
Which is a huge problem.
No, like in the Bible, like in the back, like in the way back, like parts you're like, you probably didn't read that nobody read. It says if you are born with a penis, the government of Arkansas gets to regulate that penis and or vagina. That's what it said, like word for word text. That is in the book.
I can't believe all those monks could have predicted the forming of a state called Arkansas, which itself is just a bastard word
for in Kansas. Itself.
It's not, yeah, it's Arkansas. It's not Arkansas.
Right. Like genius. The eye of Sauron or God or whatever was like, think about it.
You know, tomato.
Yeah, what's the difference? To war. So yeah, this is stupid. Like, this is dumb. And I would love to hear their legal argument. Well, it is a Christian country. Cool. Separation of church and state. Damn it. Like, you can't just ignore that because you don't like a thing.
You say that, but meanwhile in Tennessee, apparently they just passed a resolution to make the state book the Bible. so that's a thing.
Why wouldn't you move further south, Jay? Gee, I don't know. I don't know. Just fucking take a dart and throw it at the news. Like, I don't know, man. That's dumb. What? One of the worst things that ever happened that I've seen, like, or like, not worse, but like one of the dumbest things I ever saw, just ironically dumb, was in my old neighborhood, mm-hmm. was a library that it was like, was just abandoned, you know, like, I don't know, 20 years ago. And they turned it into a church. Like, someone eventually bought it and became a church. And I was like, oh, from many books down to one. Great. Great. Yeah, we're going right in the correct direction.
Two. Every church I've ever been to is two. You have the Bible, and then you have
the hymnals,
like the hymnal, like right next to it.
That's a white church, Brad. Black churches don't have hymnals. Nah, fuck that. No, we got Kirk Franklin.
You guys already have the words memorized?
No, we don't sing those old boring ass. Well, they sing some of the old boring ass church songs. No, we get like Kirk Franklin to like rap on the shit. Like, come on, Brad. Like, get it together. Black church is dope, though. Like, I'm not a religious guy by any means, but if I'm gonna go to church, black church is dope. Like, it's a party. It's a party. And they get like fried chicken at the end. It's awesome.
Way cooler than white church.
Dude, white church white church, they get you in and out in like 14 minutes, though.
It depends. Depends on which denomination you're rocking with. So
I guess Catholic church. Catholic church is long, right? Or is that the short one?
No, Catholic is the super long one. A couple of my cousins have had Catholic weddings, and it's just like, Jesus Christ, if you can hear me,
please
deliver me from this fucking pew.
Smote me, oh great spider. Jesus, kill me in your own church. I would rather. Yeah, but like some of the white churches, they're like, yo, we get you in and out like Jiffy Lube, man. Like, they're like, we don't have time. Like, let's go. No, black church is like 3 hours. Like, it's just mad long.
Just but like you're having Catholic church.
And it's just like, it's long, but like you're having a good time the whole time. Arkansas, knock it the fuck off. Like, just Tennessee, knock it the fuck off. Like, it's just
in Alabama, I'm sure you're trying to do some dumb shit too.
Mississippi.
I don't have proof, but I'm just assuming based on
it. Throw that man. Mississippi, you want some bullshit too. Knock it off. Kentucky, probably.
Kentucky manages to stay above the fray for some reason. I guess they're too close to like actual blue states to start fucking around with nonsense.
Yeah, the Kentucky legislature came out like yesterday, I think, and tried to change the law that the legislature gets to pick the senator if one of the senators goes down. I'm like, get the fuck.
I was like, fuck you doing.
Get the fuck out of here, dude. That's shit. Just like in your constitution. Like, no. Which leads me to believe that maybe they are concerned about Mitch McConnell, which is kind of interesting. I remember he had the fucking black hand for a while. I don't know.
I'd be more concerned about Rand Paul. He keeps pissing off his neighbors. He's going to fucking...
Good.
He's gonna get both destroyed.
Of them. Get them both out of here. Yeah. Like, get them both out of here. Yeah, Mitch McConnell had that black hand, man. Never know. Might be, you know, might wake up one day, have to throw Crab Rave on. Like,
one of the greatest Crab Raves. Yeah.
It might be greater than the election Crab Rave.
Turtle like, Rave. We'd have to find Turtle Rave.
There's got to be a turtle one, right? Like, come on. That guy's definitely got a turtle one in there. All right. Joe Biden, he takes out his aviators and he slams them on the table. And on the lenses, it says $2 trillion as he unveils his infrastructure plan. I got to tell you, I'm not mad about it. No, and
it's actually modest. Like this would
it is.
It'd be difficult for this not to not to come through.
It's pretty good. I mean, there was talk that they were going to aim for $3 trillion. I feel like $3 trillion is probably the right way to go. But yeah, you're definitely going to get more resistance, like 100%. But you know, at the same time, fuck them, go for it. Plan is to it aims to revitalize U.S. transportation infrastructure, water systems, broadband, and manufacturing, among other goals. It does include an increase in the corporate tax rate to 28%, and measures designed to prevent offshoring of profits that will help to fund it, according to the White House. Look, we talked about this last week. Make it 28%, no loopholes.
It'd be really nice. That'd be amazing.
That's all you gotta do.
Probably never happen, but you know.
No. And to your point last week, you dropped it to 20%, no loopholes. You got to pay your 20%. Look, if I'm a major business and I haven't been paying anything, I totally get being pissed off. But at the same time, I totally would love the fact that, all right, we got to start paying. At least it's easy. We don't have to finagle anything. 20% off the top, you're done. Like, you're just done. Like, it's funny that Republicans pushed for years the idea of taxes on an index card. You can just do it super easy, 999 or some other, you know, nonsense. But when it comes to that for solely for corporate taxes, they don't want to do that.
Yeah, the more loopholes, the better.
Yeah.
Let them keep as much money as they possibly can.
Funny that. Like, yeah. No, why don't we do the like 999 style, but just for corporations, and it's 20%. 20, 20, 20 just for them. So yeah, what are your thoughts? Because I'll go down the list of details.
Yeah, I'm encouraged that broadband is a top line concern here. The state of high speed internet in this country, which is supposedly the most developed country in the entire world, is a fucking embarrassment. Especially for folks in the middle of the country, some of whom don't even have access to like slow speed broadband. Like talk about slow speed, I mean like less than 50. Megabytes per second. Yeah. So that's a big deal. I would like to see even more money, frankly, invested in there. Upgrading electric grids. Gee whiz. Wonder what spurred that, you know, what spurred that on, right, recently into the conversation. And again, $620 billion into transportation infrastructure. They kind of laid out like what they want the train map to be, which is interesting.
Oh, I hadn't seen that.
Yeah. I don't think it's in this article, but you can search around and find for it. It's maddening to me that a lot of other countries around the world have done so much more than we have to basically like futurize themselves in a lot of ways. And because of this constant like chest thumping bullshit that we are on in the US all the time, we haven't bothered to take those steps. Like, we're so far behind where we should be in terms of transportation infrastructure. Like,
yo, our train system should be immaculate. Yeah. Like, it should be. Our country is so fucking big. Like, to connect some of the states using trains just makes sense.
Right.
Like
France and England have a fucking train that runs under the ocean.
Right. Like we can't put it, like, in a Midwest town. Like, we can't drive a train through Rock Ridge? Like, come on, man. Like, those buildings aren't even real. Like, it's not that hard to think about connecting the country in this way. Like, it just simply isn't. I don't know why it hasn't been done. It seems fairly obvious. I feel like this is a thing that Biden should be known for. Like, this should be his thing. Like, it just should be, for obvious reasons. Look, we need, obviously, improving roads and bridges being a huge one, right? That's just a safety concern. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Republicans had all three branches in full control never once got this stuff done. Like, and this, infrastructure,
and this
for
is
God's
the kind
sake.
Of shit that can get you, this is the kind of shit that can get you reelected.
An infrastructure plan where people get real jobs?
Yeah. And real and real tangible benefits, like things that you can physically see and observe that are improved in your life.
Yo, that train did not exist yesterday. And I can take that train from Maryland to New York in 40 minutes.
I mean, fuck's sake, Dwight Eisenhower is on the fucking dime. Was he a great president? No. He's known for being a general during the most famous conflict this country fought in. And he built the fucking highway system. Like, that's why he's on the fucking dime, is because he built the highway.
He was a perfectly fine president, but not like – he wasn't like an FDR or anything like that. Yeah. But you built something that people were like, I can get on this and go places, right? It's tangible. You're absolutely right. It's not pie in the sky. So, look, you need this. Like, this is a thing that you need, and we need to spend money, real money, real money. I like this. I'll ask the question again. Who is arguing that this guy's not doing a good job as president right now? Well, who is making the argument?
To be fair, Jay, it's not $10 trillion. So,
well, that's true.
Huge,
it should be 40
huge gap. Because we could still keep all these parameters the same and then invest $8 trillion into the Green New Deal and then call it the Green New Infrastructure Bill.
Republicans will never notice. And all the Democrats will be on.
No. Yeah. Then sure. All cars will be electric and, you know, we'll be right where we need to be.
Well, I did like Biden's push that, you know, they're adding way more charging stations. That's a big thing that he wants to do.
Yeah, as they should. As they should. Like I said, that'll encourage more people to get electric cars. I mean, really what they should be doing if they really want to push, you know, renewable energy vehicles is to get that part of the industry to somehow bring prices down, because those will become widely adopted when they're more affordable.
Yeah, I mean, GM is saying they're doing all electric 2025, which is like, yo, that's not that far away. Like, that's crazy.
Right. But they still have to, like, you're not going to get it adopted widespread until you get an electric car that's like sub 30.
Yes, I would agree with you. Volkswagen is working on several. My guess is some of those will be sub 30. But like, you can do the thing with electric cars, which is nice, is, and it's a thing that you can't necessarily do with gas cars. Well, I guess you can. But the idea of you can make sub 30 electric cars, just make the batteries not as, you know, long, right? Like, they can't, like mine does like 300, like a little over three, like 315 or something, right? Per full charge. That's like pretty much the highest you can get at this point. But you can make one that's like a city, like a little city mobile that does 145, let's say. That's enough for like commuting basically back and forth to work. And if you have charging stations everywhere, then it really doesn't fucking matter. If they become as common, almost as common as gas stations, you can get to a gas station within 145 miles, right? And if you can't, you live in a fucking dead zone. You live in the Mad Max future. You live where Andy lives, basically, is what I'm saying.
I'd have to imagine his town has one gas station.
Well, they only have one traffic light.
Yeah.
And one horse.
That's probably where the gas station is at the one traffic light.
Right. You cross in and they're like, there it is. Like, don't go anywhere else, because if you don't fill up here, you're fucked. And it has a sign that says you should have bought a squirrel. Like, as you're driving away. $400 billion to care for elderly and disabled Americans. That's interesting. I don't know what the sort of details of that are in an infrastructure bill. Inject $300 billion into improving drinking water infrastructure, expanding broadband access, and upgrading electrical grids, like you mentioned. The improving drinking water part of that is fascinating. Biden is aiming at replacing all lead pipes, which is a direct statement to Flint, Michigan. Which is positive. Like that's like drone strikes and all that other stuff, like that people concentrated on, that they were mad at Obama about, like, for better or for worse, that's fine. My biggest thing was that he should have stepped in Michigan. Like, that was one of his biggest mistakes, that he should have been like, fuck this. move aside Michigan. You know, I get it, like federalism and everything else. You could have called a fucking federal state of emergency. These people are dying. And you could have, like, Army Corps of Engineers come in and fix everything. Like, that would have been a thing that people would have been like, holy shit, Obama fucking nailed it. And he didn't. And I don't know why he didn't feel – I don't know why he didn't feel that he could have stepped in, but I feel like he could have. Mm-hmm. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find people really upset if the president of the United States was like, this is a federal state of emergency. Like, we have to help these people, and we will we'll eat the bill on that. I feel like Republicans in Michigan would have flipped out, and I feel like they would have just had to be mad. Like, how mad could you be, by the way?
Oh, they absolutely would have flipped out, though.
Yeah. But how, like, right. But, like, how mad could you really be, like, in the media? You're a Republican going on TV. Well, we don't want the federal government helping.
Well, that's like, that, I mean, that's how the argument would be framed. It would just be, you know, the big hand of federal government coming in and stepping on the state's toes.
Right. And making sure people had drinking water. Like, you
they would conveniently not probably talk about that part of the story.
Right. But that's what I would do. If I was the president, I would have gone, I would have flown to Michigan, gotten off that plane, and I would have been like, I'd have brought the bully pulpit with me, and I would have been like, we're here to help. Fuck that. Like, that's a way, and you could easily bully them. Be like, look, we're here to help you. Either you give us authorization to come in, or we're coming in. Like, we can work side by side on this shit. Like, you guys can figure out who's guilty of all this shit. We got to get these people drinking water. Because that's still not fixed, by the way.
No, it's still not.
It's still not fixed. Like, that happened during the Obama administration. Trump didn't do anything about it either. Mm-hmm. And now we're into the Biden administration. So at least he's addressing this. And frankly, again, if I'm Biden, that's cool. I want to change this, and I'm making that statement. I'm still aiming to get that done. Like, to me, that should be a priority.
Yeah.
It should be. Like, just step in, man. You got a Republic, or you got a Democratic governor in Michigan at this point. Like, we want to help you. Okay. Like, Gretchen Whitmore's not going to tell you to go fuck yourself. No way. But, like, look, let's send the Army Corps of Engineers in here and fix this shit. Like, really fix it. And then, look, they're getting ready to throw the rest of those Republicans who did that shit, like, directly under the fucking jail. So, like, all right, that's happening. Now let's go help people. Like, look, if you're going to have a bully pulpit, use it for good. Not just to say good things, but use it for good. You know, making sure people have clean water is kind of a good one. So I appreciated that. Putting $300 billion into building and retrofitting affordable housing along with constructing and upgrading schools. $300 billion? You could spend more money than that. You could spend twice that.
Yeah.
So, again, like, we could do more if we – like, that's like – is that one B-2 bomber? I don't think it is. Like, it's not. Like, knock it off. And then invest $580 billion in American manufacturing research and development and job training efforts. Try to pull those miners out of those goddamn caves and teach them how to use Excel. Like, it's like, that's
it's
all
really
this
not
is.
Hard.
It's not like, I like the black lung. Okay. We're trying to help you. Like, fuck you. All right. Well, cool. Go die in a hole, I guess. Like, we don't want you to die, man. We're just trying to get you to build a solar panel. Like, that's it. Like, this is a lot better. It's a lot better job. So, yeah, look, $2 trillion is a good start. It's a good start. It's not $10 trillion, but it's a good start. Among the administration's goals is it's aiming to revamp 20,000 miles of road and highways and repair 10,000 bridges. And build a national network of 500,000 electrical vehicle chargers by 2030 and replace 50,000 diesel public transit vehicles. All right. I like it. So, yeah, help Andy get real internet. Like, that would be cool. Get that man
That's
off
what
of GoatNet.
We should call this bill.
Yeah.
Then
get
help
Andy the
get real internet bill.
Yeah. The death of GoatNet. All right. Let's talk about Georgia. Again, why would we move any further south, Jay? I don't know. Georgia governor signs law curbing voter access. Yeah, that's one way of saying it. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds already signed a bill into law scaling back early voting in the state. Republican efforts to change voting laws in Georgia basically followed because Donald Trump lost. That's it.
Yes.
Not that.
Literally the only reason this is happening.
Great. Yeah. It's a giant lie. And that they lost two other races. But they lost those races because Republicans told other Republicans not to vote. So, oops. That's not their fault. That's your fault. Because the people you listen to, like Lynn Wood, are insane. By the way, quick recommendation. If you have HBO Max or HBO, you really should start watching Q Into the Storm, their 6-part QAnon docuseries. It's fucking fascinating. It's super good.
I'm terrified to watch that.
No, you should, man. Holy shit, you should. It's super good.
I got two more episodes left of Drive to Survive season 3, so maybe I'll hop on the Q documentary.
All right. Yeah, I just started Drive to Survive. God, so
it's a good season this year.
Yeah, yeah. Cause
it's a good season.
Yeah, one, for, you know, racing reasons, but I'm incredibly interested to see how they handle COVID. Because at the beginning, they're like, we don't need to wear a mask, man. That's not a big deal. All right, you sure? Okay, we'll see. The new law includes the following measures. Cuts the time period voters have to request absentee ballots and impose new identification standards, you know, voter ID, which I don't understand why no one is making the poll tax argument. I don't understand it. It seems pretty cut and dry. You have to pay to get this. That's a poll tax. Okay. Make it easier for state officials to take over local election boards. So basically, hey, we don't like the way things are going. So we'll just jump in and, you know, throw out votes as we see fit. Limit the use of ballot drop boxes. Why? Why? By the way, there was no argument that ballot drop boxes were akin to voter fraud in the 2020 election. None. But we got to make sure we don't have those because it makes it easier for people to vote.
Well, remember the big charge against those was the accusation of people, quote, vote harvesting. You know, taking multiple people's votes to the precinct themselves instead of people having to come and do it. I vote harvested in the election this year because I brought my vote and my wife's ballot to the drop box in Maryland. So I made sure not to tell anybody until after the election results.
Brad, Jesus Christ.
Or ballot harvested rather, not vote harvested.
Brad is a felon, guys. I can't believe you admitted this in the first hour. Amazing. Well,
it's not illegal in Maryland, so we're okay.
Convenient, Brad. Like a classic criminal, always looking for an out, like, you know, logic and reason. Ballot harvesting is dumb. Like, that's a dumb argument for drop boxes. Okay. Yeah. God damn it. You know, you could do like, what was it? Texas, where they had one drop box for Harris County
that has
5 million people who live in it. They're like, it's one drop box, guys. Hey, okay. That's beyond stupid. It allows changes to voter eligibility. Which is, of course, fun. You're not allowed to give people food or water if they're standing in line.
So this is basically they applied the same laws that exist in every state for electioneering to this. So basically you're not allowed to distribute food and water within 150 feet of a polling place, according to this law.
Who cares?
Which is asinine.
I'll tell you the reason why this is there. Or some, I guess. They know that's not going to stand. They know any judge is going to be like, get the fuck out of this.
I'm pretty sure this entire piece of legislation is going to get tossed.
I don't know about that, but I think things like they put purposely egregious things in bills so that those parts get struck down. So people go, oh, that's a win for us. And they forget about all the real dubious shit. Right.
Right.
Like, not being able to like give people who are standing in line for 8 hours a cup of water or a pizza when you purposely make the black and brown neighborhoods the absolute worst because you know Democrat, you know, they vote Democrat. and you make those people stand in line for those insane hours, that's why you're doing this, right? You're trying to make it as miserable as possible for these people. Look, I can speak about Black people's history. I can't speak for Black people, but I can speak about Black people's history, and I can speak about, you know, Latin folks' history when it comes to voting. Doing shit like this only makes us stand in line longer and fight harder, mm-hmm. not less, not less. Well, it's just going to piss people off.
The kicker is the last thing. So they're replacing the Secretary of State, which is an elected office, as the chair of the state election board, with someone who will be appointed by the state legislature.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Brad Raffensperger didn't play ball.
Yep.
So yeah, now they have to be in charge of that. I think this is horseshit. I think the entire bill is horseshit. I think the idea of, you know, the not food, the challenging voter eligibility, the ballot drops, like the drop boxes, all of it is nonsense. It is telling that they're doing this because they cannot win without cheating.
Mm-hmm.
That's simply it. They cannot win without cheating. That's why they're desperately trying to kill the We the People Act, HR1. Because, you know, Ted Cruz said, you know, they can't win. They won't be able to win an election for 1,000 years if that passes.
Well, and that's the thing is that so laws like this are passing right now. This is the play, like they're running the play in front of your face. So yep. Like if you're Joe Manchin or Kyrsten Sinema or any other senator who is wary about, you know, nuking the filibuster. This is what's happening right now. Like you can't just turn a blind eye to this. This is going on in Georgia, and you know why it's going on. Like you said, this is only happened because of what happened in November. That's the only reason. And all of these things that are in this legislation is a direct response to the reasons that they probably lost. Now, a lot of folks are, you know, like you said, saying that this will actually energize Democratic turnout, and they're probably right, but. Again, Joe Biden won in the state by 12,000 votes. That is a razor-thin margin. And legislation like this can easily flip that.
Oh, 100%.
Easily. Yeah. And again, like this legislation is passing now. The next presidential election is not till 4 years from now. Mm-hmm. There is going to be a Senate election in the meantime because the I can't remember which of the two. I think it was Warnock's race was a special election.
So yeah, Warnock is up and he's up soon.
Right. This is the play. So if you want to get something done to protect literally democracy, because this is a state that is, you know, making very overt anti-democratic legislation now. What's more important?
Right.
What's more important, the filibuster or actually allowing people to be able to vote?
That's it. Oh, we need to come up with a middle of the ground solution. There is no middle of the ground solution.
Right.
One side wants people to not vote. The other side wants people to vote. What's the middle ground? Like that doesn't make any sense. So that little cutesy thumbs down bullshit that Kyrsten Sinema did, grow up. This is serious, man. This is fucking serious. And you're stopping people from being able to vote. And that's not acceptable. Like it just isn't. There was another part of this that was pretty egregious and I can't remember, what it is. It's not listed here. There was another part of this law, that I cannot remember what it was, but it was pretty gross. Mm-hmm. You can't vote on Sundays.
Oh yeah, because to stop all of the
black churches
polls,
stop the black churches efforts. From voting. Yep,
yep.
And
that did get stripped out, fortunately.
Oh, it did. Okay, good.
Yeah, it did make it into the final bill.
Yeah, because it was bullshit, and they literally were arguing in the Senate. Well, it is the Sabbath, you know. We can't. Okay, again, then you don't vote on Sunday. Why the fuck are you stopping me from voting? What the fuck, like? But well, I don't want to do it, so you shouldn't do it either. Is that the rule? Is that the rule? Like, if I don't like something, you can't do it? Cool, because I got a list. I got a huge list. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, to even try that was just bullshit. And again, when Republicans are like, Democrats are the real racists, I just laugh my ass off. I'm like, look, Democrats ain't free of being racist. But when it comes to, like, racism in politics in the modern era, it's not even close, dude. Right. It's not even close. Because that's not even a we're fighting against Democrats voting on Sunday. That's we're fighting against black people voting on Sunday. That is exactly who that is aimed at. Souls of the Polls is black churches getting everybody in church and going, hey, anybody who wants to go vote, we got a coach bus outside. Let's go, you know, let's, you know, have service. And then we go to the polls and you vote. Like, that's helping old black people get there so that they can all get it done. You can do their civic duty. It's not telling them who to vote for. It's just telling them, let's go and do your civic duty, right? To try to stop that is egregious, and it is only aimed at stopping black people who vote for Democrats from voting. That's all it is. There is no other explanation for it.
And again, the thing that is one of the most ridiculous things to me about it is because, again, Republicans look at black voters incredibly monolithically. Like, they yes. just look at them and be like, all Democrats vote all Democrats all the time. There is literally nothing stopping you from adjusting your party's platform to appeal to voting blocks that you don't typically get, to bring them into the fold. Like you said before on the show, there are plenty of black folks out there that have conservative leaning values.
Absolutely. A lot.
But the problem is that the conservative party doesn't market to them at all, because they just assume that you're not going to vote for them anyway. And much more important to keep up the, you know, the cool Republican Party ethos of racism and white people are the best.
Yeah. And, no, they can't let it go. Like,
no, it's insane to me. Like,
I can't
say what you will about George W. Bush, and there's a lot of things to say, but dude got a ton of Hispanic voters to vote for him because they outreached to that side of the party. And the reason why they did it is because George W. Bush used to be the governor of a little state called Texas that happens to have an incredibly large Latino population and recognized the importance of marketing to that group of folks.
Yeah. Like, and also his sister-in-law is Latin. Right. So
I don't know. And the last, not a coincidence that the last Republican presidential candidate who actually won a popular vote, shocker, George W. Bush.
Right. Exactly.
Not in 2000, but, you know, the other one. So,
right. So it's yeah, you got to reach out to other people, but they can't. Brad, the draw of that good old fashioned schism, they can't let it go, man. They can't, and it will always be their downfall. It will always be their downfall. And I understand why they can't let it go, because it has benefited them tremendously for decades politically, right? I mean, you literally saw the shift of the parties based on white grievance. And Republicans are like, oh, shit, it's working? Awesome. And they just don't want to give it up.
It's lazy. It's fucking lazy, honestly. Like at the end of the day, it's fucking lazy to just stand in the way of progress that's unstoppable. And you know it's unstoppable, but yet you're still going to sit there and mount a resistance.
Yeah. You would think that the better logic and the better, you know, time use is, how do we get ahead of this to benefit? That's not how they think. How do we stop it? How do we put our hand out and stop this moving train? Like, you could just go to the stop and get on. Like, it's going that direction.
They're literally the dude from the first Austin Power movie who's, like, sitting there in front of the steamroller, like, screaming at it to stop.
Stop! Like, dude, I'm going 0.2 miles.
Right.
That is the Republican Party in a fucking nutshell. Holy shit. I got to find that image. That might be the episode one. Yeah, I just find it fascinating. Like, incredibly stupid. All right, let's talk about Europe struggling with COVID.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. Our buddy Matthias on Twitter, he lives in Germany, has been screaming about this for fucking weeks. They're in the middle of a third wave of coronavirus cases, despite the vaccine becoming more prevalent, because they're doing a really shitty job of getting the vaccine out to folks in the EU, especially. Like, the one country that's actually doing a really good job, ironically enough, is the United Kingdom, who's just like who peaced out of the fucking EU. Yep. Literally the first benefit this has ever had, apparently. So, like, France is spiking hard right now. The Netherlands and Italy are the countries getting hardest hit. Greece and Germany up there too. Over the past couple of weeks. But more alarming is the vaccine stat. So if you look at Europe, right, the UK is fucking crushing it. Literally 50% of the country is vaccinated.
Wow.
Which is wild, and is incredibly wild considering who their fucking leader is right now.
Well, he almost died, dude. He's like,
that's a great motivation.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this. Not on my watch.
They are doing 250% better than the next closest country in the European Union.
Wow.
There's not a country in the EU that has over 20% of their population vaccinated, and there's a couple countries that are sitting at less than 10 right now.
So what is causing this?
Apparently, they basically got caught holding the bag because they're short supplied, because they waited too long to bulk order vaccines.
Oh, man.
And so they got caught up, like the US and the UK, you know, got out ahead of the need. And now supply issues are jamming them up to the point now where AstraZeneca vaccine, which is being manufactured in Holland, they're blocking exports of it right now because they're trying to keep as much of it within the continent as they possibly can.
Wow.
So it's not good.
Yeah, right, that's now. As a first real test of the UK versus the European Union. Ooh, that's not looking good. That's not looking good at all. Oh man, that's fucking horrible. Yeah.
So we're seeing partial lockdowns again in some countries, because it's getting out of control. Like, you're seeing it in Paris right now. There's other places in France that are doing it too. Poland's doing lockdowns. Ukraine as well, and these are probably going to last for several weeks while they deal with these spikes. And look, I give them credit for acting swiftly and not like we have the opposite problem where we're doing a pretty good job of getting folks vaccinated in the US, but Republican governments are jumping the gun in lifting restrictions because it's happening, you know, quicker than the vaccines are rolling out, essentially.
Right.
Whereas, you know, the UK were just lax in getting supply in. So it's pretty rough. Sucks pretty bad. Especially because they did a pretty good job curbing out a lot of that stuff. You know, especially over the summer, like the EU was in pretty good shape.
Yeah, they were
over most of the summertime. It spiked back up in the fall. And then like the UK had it really bad, obviously, like we all remember, you know, those spikes happening too.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's not a good situation right now.
Wow.
Over there. So,
well, yeah, the United States is at 44%. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was that high.
Yeah. I got my first one, yesterday.
Nice. All right. So, yeah. Combine Brad and I, and we're fully vaccinated.
Yeah, in the cattle.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's a weird feeling. Like
it is. Like when you go into the actual vaccination center after you've been herded with your other people folk in varying lines.
Yeah. They give you the blue ribbon sticker for doing very well.
You have to I don't know if you noticed, you have to pass through the dairy room. and the meat room to get into the main area. There's a meat room.
Hell yeah, meat room. Yeah, it's a little weird. We live in a bizarre state.
Yes.
We really do. Because I feel like that should have been – like that's what happens down in like – I don't know, fucking Kentucky. They're like, come on down to the meat room, get your vaccination. Like, I don't want to go there. See, that seems weird. But that's how we do it in Maryland, because we're bizarre. But 44% for us is pretty impressive. So, yeah. And again, that's, I mean, Estonia is the highest European country after the UK, and they're only at 19.24%. So, it's not good. So I just really hope they can get those backlogs done. I just saw for some reason in Baltimore they were doing a Johnson & Johnson one and it got fucked up and they ruined 15 million doses. Like, God damn it, Baltimore. God damn it. What are we doing? I mean, those people are under immense pressure. It's like, they just are. It's fucked. Like, you can't get that mad, man. It's just like everybody's working. They're working themselves
doing,
into a hole.
Doing the best they can. Just like so, when you go get yours, just make sure you're thanking the folks that are there.
Yeah.
Providing that service. So
absolutely. Now, did you have like military people doing yours?
So it's weird. It was a mixture of military folks and like civilian nurses that were that were doing the administration. I happened to get a civilian nurse that administered mine, who were very pleasant.
Yeah.
Joking, you know, she's asking me, she's like, oh, do you plan on getting any vaccines the next 2 weeks? It's like, less another fucking pandemic happens. It's like, I don't, I'm certainly not planning on it.
No. So. I'll see you in 4 weeks.
Three.
Yeah. Did you get Moderna?
Yeah, I got Pfizer.
So. That's practically just bleach. Get out of here. Moderna gang, son. Come on.
I didn't really have a choice in the matter. Like,
they gave you the garbage. Moderna. Yes. It's the one that does the thing. I don't know. I was just really tired the next day. Like, that was it. My arm hurt and I was tired. It's like,
I didn't have the fatigue. I just, my arm was just sore all day.
Yeah, so. That's all right. The second shot of Pfizer is just rat poison. So, so good luck with that. Good luck with your Operation Warp Speed.
Yeah. My wife's getting the J&J on Friday. So.
Oh shit!
She's one and done.
Yeah, one and done, man. That ain't bad.
Yeah.
Now, of course, that one. I mean, that's the one us Moderna and Pfizer people look down upon, right?
You have to look because we have to.
Yeah, that's right. Look, it's not about coming together. It's about us, like Apple and Android, coming together to judge BlackBerry.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, Johnson and Johnson. Like is the I said,
you can talk shit on Pfizer, but all I know is that I'm going to be fully vaccinated in 3 weeks, where you had to wait an extra week to get your second shot. So.
What date's your second shot?
The 19th.
Yeah. All right. Well, mine's the 14th. So eat it.
Yeah, but you got yours before.
Doesn't fucking matter. Doesn't matter. What matters is the end results, Brad. That's all that matters. Details are irrelevant. Next up. You want to take this one? This is Dominion trying to become the richest country business in the world.
Yeah. So not satisfied with bringing a $1.3 billion lawsuit against Sidney Powell and gang, Dominion Voting Company now setting their sights on Fox News, hitting them with a lawsuit because of all the lies they told on the air about them for $1.6 billion.
I heard they were going after OAN as well soon.
For how much? Like, OAN probably has like, you know, $30 and a fucking cheese sandwich.
Cool.
You can sue them.
Cool.
For.
Then sue them imagine. For $35. Yeah. That's fine. Whatever. Find out what they're worth and sue for exactly $50 more.
Yeah.
Just give me the entire studio and just light it on fire. That's what I want them to do.
So yeah. Basically, and there's another company out there called Smartmatic that's also suing Fox for $2.7 billion right now. So between the two of them, that's literally one fifth of what Fox is worth.
Wow.
So
that's enough to get people fired.
It is.
That's enough to like, all right, we got to fire some people.
It absolutely is. A problem. And the thing is like. it's not exactly like a, you know, open and shut, throw it out of court kind of case. Like, they're very likely to have a good case, and which means that Fox is probably going to want to settle, and that ain't going to be cheap.
Here's my thing. I don't want to settle.
I'm sure they're not doing it for the good of the country. Like, they're doing it to get fucking paid, right? So,
yeah. But again, I got other people. Well, I guess maybe you settle with Fox because they got the money. Mm. I don't settle with Cindy Powell or.
Oh, no. Run her dumb ass into the ground.
Yeah. I just destroy them. They don't have the money. I take everything Rudy has. Everything. Give it all up. Give it up. Give me those bread bowl shoes you wear. Give it all up, dude. Like, I want all of your money. Get out of here. Yeah. Look, I'm in the business of embarrassment. Like, that's what I'm in the business for. Like, I'm there to make those guys go on television and be like, my bad, we lied. That's what I want. Cindy Powell has already done it in a court case. She's like, look, this is all bullshit. Like,
well, and bullshit. So it's interesting because they're not going after Fox for slander necessarily. Like, they're going after them for defamation, because what their argument is that because of things that Fox News has said, and because Republicans believe what they're saying, they're going to cost the Dominion
money,
millions of dollars, because they can't get contracts now. There's an Ohio County Commission that voted to reject a $6.5 million contract with Dominion because of
the bullshit,
because of the last election. So essentially, their estimation is that their current projections show they will lose over $600 million of profits. Oof. over the next 8 years. So that's why they're able to go after Fox and them for this kind of money, and it's why they might, like I said, they might have a reasonably good case.
I think they have a great case.
Able to,
yeah. I would love if they won like $1.6 billion. I would love it. And then Smart Tech, or whatever that other company is, like, taking a fifth out of Fox's ass would be fucking great. Like, I don't know who you fire for that, but like, they already let Lou Dobbs go, right? He was on like Fox Business or some shit.
They did let him go?
Didn't Lou Dobbs get fired?
I don't think so.
Yes, he did. I'm pretty sure Lou Dobbs is done, son.
Hang on a second.
Yeah. Why Fox News canceled Lou Dobbs? February 8th.
Shit.
No, he's done. Like, they were like, yeah, because Lou Dobbs was out there on some wild Dominion is the worst. And they were just like, shut the fuck up. Shut up. And then they started suing people and they were like, we're done with you. Yeah.
I did not even that just goes to show you how significant Lou Dobbs was in the zeitgeist around me, that I had no clue that they fired him.
It's weird because Lou Dobbs, I wouldn't say was ever a good person. Like, he always kind of sucked. But he was like known as like a fairly reasonable guy for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like it was maybe around 2008. Gee, I wonder why.
What happened in 2008 that would cause a guy like Lou Dobbs to go off the fucking defense?
Yeah, he was just like, and another thing about blacks. I was like, wow, all right. Like, he just got on this like super anti-immigrant shit, and then like that's how he like got a bunch of cred. But it was also like, oh, this dude's crazy. Got it. Like, we're done with him. So then he eventually made it onto that powerhouse Fox Business, yeah, that apparently has. There are podcasts that get better numbers than Fox Business does, which is crazy. And so, yeah, they canceled his stupid ass off of that, because you can't really fake business. Like you can fake it, but like, it's hard to give right wing business like financial advice.
Because you're assuming that Fox Business actually covers business topics. Like, they're literally just like the Fox News minor leagues at this point.
Yeah, I mean, they used to cover financial topics.
Sure, they used to back in the day. But I mean, like, they had Lou Dobbs. They had fucking like Trish Reagan until they fired her. Former MTV VJ Kennedy has a show on Fox Business.
Wait, what?
You didn't know that? Yes.
Isn't that
apparently Kennedy is like a super like right wing crazy person, and she has a show on Fox Business, or at least had one.
Oh, wait, that's not Essie Cupps?
No, that's not Essie Cupp.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, that woman? No, really?
Yes.
Oh, I used to like her.
Well, you know, it's when she was part of the youth, and then I guess she got money and, you know, found conservative Jesus. So
I don't like to hear that. Yeah, I kind of had a thing for her back in the day.
Well, not anymore. No. I mean, you can still. I mean, she's still looking all right nowadays.
Like, she had some rough, like, back in MTV, like the early MTV days. It was not a good look. But like, yeah, there was a time. Like, yeah, I kind of had a thing for
maybe Fox Business can destroy all of your childhood MTV memories. Like, Kurt Loder will show up on Fox Business.
Nah, yo, Kurt Loder shows
up. What are you doing?
Nah, I would cry. I would cry. Like, Kurt Loder is 147 years old.
I don't think Kurt Loder is that conservative. He doesn't strike me as a he strikes me as like a hippie dude, kind of sort of. So
is Kurt Loder still alive?
I think so.
He's 75.
Wow.
Wait, he's still. Wait, no, he's not still working for MTV.
What else is he gonna do?
Wow, in 2016, Kurt Loder began hosting the music-based radio talk show True Stories on SiriusXM. I guess he's still doing that. Oh, I don't like to hear this. Kurt Loder identifies as a libertarian.
I could have been more wrong.
No, you could not have been more wrong. He summarized his position as free love and free markets. Yeah, that's a no, but you're right. He's a former hippie. He was. And that's yeah, but how are you a libertarian, man? Come on, dude. Get out of here.
Speaking of libertarians, we're past the hour mark.
Are we? Libertarians are fucking dumb, all of them. That's sad. That really bothers me. All right, Brad. We're at a perfect time. Brad, it wasn't about Democrats, Brad. It turns out the real Pizzagate was the friends that we made along the way.
turns out the call was coming from inside the house, as it happens.
Is this the Hastert rule? I don't remember. Is this the... see, that's a deep cut. That's a deep cut.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah, not many people know that.
That's a good one.
Matt Gaetz. Okay, let me break down the timeline of the story because it's super good, right? All right, I'm gonna break down the timeline and then I'm gonna like tell you what I initially thought, and boy was I wrong. And I'm actually happy I was wrong. But ultimately, I might be right. Maybe we'll see. Initially, a story broke that Matt Gaetz, aka Nestor's dad, how is he not in the story? How is he not in the story? I don't know. Nestor's dad was rumored to be talking to people about leaving his house seat to be a anchor or news person of some sort on Newsmax. And I was thinking to myself, well, that's insane. You're leaving the halls of power to go at not even a Fox, like to go to Newsmax. Like, really? Okay. I thought that was paving the way because he's such a sycophant for the Trumps that he was going to step aside so that Ivanka could take his seat.
To be fair, considering that a bunch of Republican crazies watch Newsmax and their viewership is growing, you could argue that the real seat of power is being on Newsmax and not a backbench House Republican.
Okay, that's a fair point.
So, but anyway, moving on.
Then later in the day, come to find out that Gaetz is likely considering leaving because he is involved in a probe that he had a sexual relationship, with a 17-year-old girl at the time, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he also paid for her, to cross state lines, like to travel with him, which would be considered child sex trafficking because she's underage. And everyone was like, whoa, holy shit, that's major news. And that is major
news. The best reaction I saw to that was Ezra Klein was on Twitter and he's like, you know, I logged off Twitter and then I logged back on and I saw that people were still talking about Matt Gaetz and I was kind of shocked because I didn't think that story had as much legs. Then I found out why they were talking.
Oops. What are your thoughts on this?
It's pretty funny because the reason so you miss some fun stuff about the story. So the whole reason that this probe originated is because an associate of Matt Gaetz, who used to be the Seminole County tax collector in Florida, is being hit with fraud charges from when he was in that office, essentially.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep.
And this dude apparently is like rolling hard on Matt Gaetz to try to, you know, salvage his ass.
But no, there's more to that story.
Well, you're right. Because the pièce de résistance of the Matt Gaetz story is that the probe was initiated not under the Merrick Garland Department of Justice. No, no, no. It was initiated under the William Barr Department of Justice.
That's right.
And with the knowledge of folks within the Trump administration.
Yeah. They don't give a fuck about you, dude. No, but there's another part to that. That guy that is supposedly rolling on Gaetz, he also is up for child sex trafficking. Like,
Yes, he's part of that story as well.
Right. Like, this guy is also guilty of this shit. Like, this is what these guys do. Like, they are into it. I don't know what the proper term is for this, but the music has to be Crab Rave, right? Like, this guy is going down.
So you would think that stringent denial would be your position. In the wake of the story,
you would think
Matt Gaetz's position has basically been, well, she wasn't 17. he's not denying any of the acts that they're accusing him of. His stance is that, well, there's no way she was underage. I'm not that stupid.
Yeah. I take that bet. The other part to this that I find funny is that he went on Tucker Carlson's show. I don't know. Did you hear about this?
I heard about the very back end of it.
Yeah. So he goes on Tucker Carlson's show, and Tucker Carlson says, well, that was the weirdest interview I've ever had. That's his words, not mine.
Before you talk about the interview, if you're Tucker Carlson, what good did you think was going to come of this interview?
Not what happened.
Not what happened. But please enlighten me as to how this interview went with Tucker Carlson.
Basically, Gaetz was like, look, hey, remember me and this woman went to dinner with you and your wife?
Oh, shit.
And everything was cool, right? And Tucker Carlson's like, hey, look, pardon my language. Nigga, what are you talking about? Leave me the fuck out of this. But he's basically... He basically used live television to be like, I'll drag your ass down too.
It's the episode of The Simpsons where like Ken Brockman reported on something that was getting Ken Brockman in trouble, and then they're like the cryon popped up behind that just said Ken Brockman in trouble.
Like, oh shit. Yeah. You remember when we went out to dinner, he was like, you know, that look Tucker Carlson gets at us. Huh? wait, what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They basically implicated him in the whole thing. Yeah, we were trafficking bitches together, right? Like, no, dude, I was not. Please leave me alone. Ted Lieu smartly says that he's on the Judiciary Committee, I believe. He was like, yeah, Gaetz should not be on that committee because he's on a committee that regulates the very people looking into him. Or it was a justice department. And so he's, you know, so that happened. And then also there's another thing that's really interesting, which is when there was a child sex trafficking bill that came up in Congress, was the lone vote no. That's not good And then there's
it really, really doesn't look great considering.
I mean, I'm sure he was sitting there listening and they're like talking about the bill. He's like, oh shit, I'm doing that. No. I don't want to get in trouble.
Clearly my Republican comrades will vote alongside me here.
Nah, dude, nobody's trying to defend. Like, well, I guess that's the quiet before the calm before the storm, huh? QAnon, huh? No? Okay, cool. Apparently QAnon people believe that this is all a part of the plan, is that Gates is innocent, but for him to be investigated so they can get to the real people. There's always someone else or him, you idiot. And this other guy. So, that part's really fascinating. It will be interesting to see what they find. I mean, Gates came out and said, like, you know, the Department of Justice is, has my dad wearing a wire and all this other stuff, which, like, that means you're giving out information in an active investigation.
Yeah.
So you definitely shouldn't be on any committees doing this, which means you're willing to blow up anything if you're guilty, you know, if you're close to the case. That's not good.
Also, definitely the behavior of someone with no one, nothing to hide. I'll wear a wire.
Yeah.
To get the real bad guys.
Yeah. Right.
Who I don't know because I'm not involved with this in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so look, I think Gates' time in Congress is done. Whether he leaves or is removed, I think his time is done. I don't see him sticking around.
Here's the thing, though, is that if he does decide he wants to stick around, he's going to get reelected.
Yeah, he could.
Like Duncan Hunter was literally convicted on on federal charges and still won reelection for his seat.
Ridiculous.
He's conservative because he was in prison. So
ridiculous. So we'll see. I look forward to Pizza Gates. I look forward to watching this this prick squirm and seeing if daddy can get him out of this one. But hey man, fucking an underage girl ain't cool. Like, period. And he's got like some weird tweets where someone was like,
so many. Like, so many.
Hey man, here's the best looking lunch table at this high school. What? What are you doing, dude? There are kids. And he's like, yeah, these chicks are so hot. Dude, you're an old man.
He's got a lot of what, like, weird, like Tiffany Trump like stan tweets, which is very strange.
I mean, she's not underage.
She's not, but still pretty fucking funny. Someone tweeted once, there's no age that you can't be sexy, to which Matt Gaetz retweeted that with the quote, I say we change Florida's welcome signs to this.
That's not okay, dude. Like, no. That's a creepy fucking statement. There's no age. Yeah, there is. Anything under 18. That's the age. And for my favorite
reaction to this was from this dude on Twitter who's verified, named Robbie Sove. I don't know who this guy is, but apparently he's notable enough to have a blue check mark. His tweet was where he said, quote, I really don't think Matt Gaetz committed sex trafficking, even if he is guilty of exactly what the New York Times described. And in fact, the age of consent is 16 or 17 in the vast majority of the United States. The tweet that followed that one, I feel, was redundant. Because he then tweeted, yes, I am in fact a libertarian. Thank you for pointing that out. we knew.
Yeah, dude. Of course.
Like that tweet's a great example of tell me you're a libertarian without telling me you're a libertarian.
Right. Also, what was it? I think it was The Onion or something like that. It's like, man has disturbing vast array of knowledge of consent laws around the country. Like, why do you even know that, dude? I don't know what the consent laws are. Like, I don't know what the consent age is in Maryland because I'm not trying to fuck kids. Like, I'm not trying to fuck kids or like borderline kids. Like, I don't ever need to know. Like, it's 16 or 18. Who gives a fuck? I'm not talking to an 18-year-old about anything but get out of my way. You're too young. Like, that's it. You don't know anything. You're too young. Get out of here. So like that idea is just crazy. Just a disturbing amount of knowledge of consent ages. Well, and actually in Florida, it's 17. Ah, thank you.
I mean, look, these are the people that thought America's fucking glory years were the 1840s, where you got married at the age of 14 and fucking had kids by the time you were 16.
Right, so. And died at 35.
Right, so, you know.
Yeah, no, look, Matt Gaetz going down, that's a crab rave, right? That's a legit, That's a legit playing of the crab rave. Like you,
I would allow it.
Yeah. No, that feels reasonable to me. Him going down for being a pedophile. Oh, that's two crab raves. Like
we talked before, like before the show started about playing the crab rave, to celebrate the death of G. Gordon Liddy, who passed away earlier. And like I said, the crab rave, I think, is a fantastic tool. We do need to establish a set of standards for what is crab rave worthy.
Crab raveable, if you will.
Crab raveable. Yeah, better. So yeah, G. Gordon Liddy dying, bit player in the Watergate scandal. Not so much. Weirdly enough, as I think I've mentioned on the show before, my most distinct memory of G. Gordon Liddy is when he guest starred as the villain on an episode of Miami Vice, which is weird.
That's very weird. That dude is a straight up criminal. Like, that's fucking odd.
He absolutely is. But G. Gordon Liddy, not crab raveable. Matt Gaetz getting busted for pedophilia, 100% crab raveable.
Yeah, no, it is.
Absolutely.
It is. Look, man, I mean, people thought, hey, this guy is definitely trying to fuck Nestor, his fake son or whatever. Turns out he's trying to fuck a lot of other kids. So that's just what Matt Gaetz does.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. He's on his way out. Like, I don't see him lasting. I don't see him lasting to the end of the year, to be honest. If not, I mean, Kevin McCarthy is already talking about removing him from all committees. So
we'll see. I mean, it took arm twisting to get Kevin McCarthy to remove Steve King from committees.
Yeah.
And Democrats had to do Marjorie Taylor Greene for him. Right. So.
But pedophilia, I'm like, yeah, you got to get this guy the fuck out of there, man. Like, you can't weather that storm. Like, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a nutbag. That's different than trying to fuck kids. Like, it's just different. You know, it should be different. I would have stripped him of that shit immediately. Like, it wouldn't even be a question. All right, Brad, I don't know this story at all.
I can't believe you missed this story. So
I'm not even going to click on it.
Don't even click it. So last weekend, there was a wedding that took place.
Lovely.
Yeah. It was at this quaint little establishment in South Florida, or actually North Florida in this case. Little place called Mar-a-Lago.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's quite famous, actually. The wedding had a wedding crasher at the wedding that decided to show up in a tuxedo. And that person decided to give a toast, Jay.
Oh, no.
And, you know, this person, you know, does what one always does when you give a wedding toast. He talked about how the U.S. is doing dealing with Iran, you know, ready to make a deal with Iran, and you know, the Iran doesn't want to negotiate with the U.S. And China, you know, China never treated us as bad as they're treating us right now. It's terrible. The border's terrible, Jay. The border's awful. You know, Jim's the only guy that I know who would handle the border tougher than me. I don't know what the hell this guy is, and what's happened to the kids. They're in squalor, and it's been terrible. And there's caravans coming up from South America, and it's awful, and just this country is a freaking embarrassment. And that's all my time, so I'm gonna get out of here.
Yo, was that the actual toast?
There's a video of it. Go ahead and pull up the story and see if you can play the audio.
Oh, no. These poor fucking assholes I probably hate anyway. Trying to have their wedding. Oh, no.
Like, you have it there.
Oh, hold for audio. Hold for audio. Sorry for that noise. Holy shit. Hold on.
Just again, when you hear the audio, just keep it in context. This was a wedding.
Yo, this is 2 minutes. All right, hold on.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can get this going.
I turned off the news. I get all these flash reports telling me about the border. They're telling me about China. They're telling me about Iran. How are we doing with Iran? How do you like that? Well, they were ready to make a deal. They would have done anything. They would have done anything. And this guy goes and drops the sanctions. And then he says, we'd like to negotiate now. We're not dealing with the United States. They don't, they don't want to deal with us. And China, the same thing. They never treated us that way, right? You saw what happened a few days ago. It was terrible. And the border's not good. The border's the worst anybody's ever seen it. And what you see now, multiply it times 10, Jim. You would know how to handle. He's the only one I know that might handle the border tougher than me. But we have to. And the tough is in the most humanitarian way, because that's what it is. What's happening to the kids, they're living in squalor. They are living like nobody has ever seen anybody.
In a facility that you use. What
are you doing? You're going to have hundreds, and you have it now. They have the airplane photos, the shops, and they call them shops. And these things are showing thousands and thousands of people coming up from South America. And it's going to be...
It's my wedding, you asshole!
Disaster. It's a humanitarian disaster from their standpoint, and it's going to destroy the country. And frankly, the country can't afford it. Because you're talking about massive, just incredibly massive amounts, our school systems, our hospital systems, everything. So it's a rough thing. And I just say, do you miss me yet?
No, I don't miss this rambling madness.
And as we were saying, we did get 75 million votes. Nobody's ever gotten that. They said, get 66 million votes, sir, and the election's over. Well, I got 75 million, and they said... But, you know, you saw what happened. 10:30 in the evening, all of a sudden they said, that's a strange thing. Why are they closing up certain places, right? You know, a lot of things happening right now. I just wanted to say it's an honor to be here. It's an honor to have you at Mar-a-Lago. You are a great and beautiful couple. And for many, many years in New York, special. Have fun.
I cannot imagine... One, having my wedding at fucking Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, but I mean, the key thing is here.
Black people aren't allowed to go there, right? Like, that's probably not a thing.
Probably not. you reap what you sow, right? Like, you decide to have your wedding at Mar-a-Lago. You run the risk.
Yeah, you do.
Of this ghoul who haunts these halls, popping up out of nowhere.
That fucking wigged Nosferatu. Dragging his corpse
to give a stump speech. To give a stump speech. That's what that was. That was a 2-minute stump speech at somebody's fucking wedding.
He misses it. He misses it.
Of course he does.
He misses it. He misses that attention, dude. That's why he lives at a club that he runs. That's why he lives there. He misses that sort of like idolatry of it all. That was bizarre. Like, that was bizarre. That reminds me of – you ever seen Frost Nixon?
I have not.
You should. It's an excellent movie. Everyone should see it, especially if you're a political junkie. It's fantastic. It's about
the know it's bad.
Yeah, the interviews that Nixon did post-resigning. And the very first time you see Nixon in the very beginning, he's – is post his presidency and he's giving like his first speech or something like that. He's giving it to like a National Dentist Association. Like, it's weird. Like, you were the president. Like, what are you doing? But he was a disgraced president. So like, those are the only people who would have him. And it's kind of like that, right? It's like, you were the president 100 days ago. Right. And
not even.
And now you are giving pathetic stump speeches at weddings that no one asked for. It's kind of beautiful in a way. Like, it's kind of beautiful. I'm a fan of watching that piece of shit suffer. Like, I am. Like, I you know, Bernie Sanders is like, I don't know if we should, you know, if there should be allowed to be a ban on him from social media. I'm like, Bernie, God bless you. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. I get it. Your hippie bullshit of like kumbaya nonsense. No, dude. No. No. Ban that motherfucker forever. You know how good it feels to the worst story, the funny story is to click on something and hear his voice and not he's talking about infrastructure or military things or like something serious and like being a buffoon. Like, no, this is great. I love not seeing him on social media. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. So,
yeah.
Wow. Wow, dude, a stump speech during someone's wedding. Wow.
Yeah, like I couldn't believe it. And just like, if he's gonna drop down and give a speech, whatever. Like, of course he's going to. He's a fucking whore for this shit.
Right.
Like you said. But to not even like, you're at a wedding, dude. Like is your vanity so fucking vast that like you can't let these two people, it's supposed to be their day, right? Like they're supposed to be the center of attention. You can't do anything but to bring the spotlight down on yourself.
Can't help it.
For 2 minutes. I'm surprised he even bothered to acknowledge them at the end of the
Right. I thought he was just gonna be like Frank, yeah. Just drop the mic and like walk out. Like Trump out, right. Baby. Like
yeah, like it's insane. I mean, you heard the applause from the fucking.
Oh yeah, these people love him.
Of course, like if you're gonna have your fucking wedding there, I'm sure you're in the bag, whole hog for that piece of shit, and also probably incredibly wealthy, despite probably not doing anything to earn said wealth. It's just an insane thing to have happen. I would pay money to see the reactions in the room of anyone who was like staunchly anti-Trump, because there had to be a couple.
Oh, 100%.
There had to be a few. Like you can't just invite a whole group of people that are fucking Trump dickheads. I suppose you can in that part of Florida, but
yeah, you know. I mean, if you're like, hey, the wedding is at Mar-a-Lago, you're like, fuck, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
Like, is he gonna be there?
I wouldn't go. Yeah, I wouldn't go.
No, hell no.
Yeah, not in a million
years. No way, dude. Hey, coming to Brad's wedding at Mar-a-Lago? Fuck Brad. Like, no way, dude. Like, no, I'm not going. Like, that's crazy. I can tell you this. If I was there, if for some wild reason I ever found myself at Mar-a-Lago, besides like trying to jump the fence to like avenge my friends, like it would be the only weird scenario. If I found myself at a party and he crashed it, like my number one goal would be to talk to him. Like it would be. Cause I would be like, look, I'm gonna get kicked out. Cause what I'm gonna say to him, I'm definitely gonna get kicked out. So I'm gonna make it count. Like that's my whole thing, dude. I'm gonna make it count. And I'm gonna make sure people hear it. I would just be like, oh, I just want to say something to you, sir. And I'd get like fucking right up on him, shake his hand and be like, you're the worst fucking president we've ever had. And I can't wait for you to fucking die. And then they would escort me out, probably break my legs or something on the way out. And it'd be totally worth it. It would be totally worth it. Actually, I wouldn't whisper it. Like I probably would whisper it. And as he was like, you're a piece of shit, I'd be like, let me tell you what I said. And I would tell the crowd. I'd be like, you're the worst president, and I cannot wait for you to die. And I would hope that someone recorded that shit and sent it to TMZ. Like, absolutely. Absolutely. What was it? I had this goal at one point. Sarah Palin was like going to Comic-Con. It was like it was like around – yeah, it was – yeah, because it was when her and McCain were running for president, and I lived in California at the time, and she came to Comic-Con, right? Like for some reason, trying to court California votes?
Nerds. Yeah.
Okay, like, at Comic-Con? Like, all right, it was weird.
Oh, I bet you we can peel probably 0.5% off of the votes in California there, and that way, at least it won't be as embarrassing.
Right. Sorry, John. Can I call you John? No. But she was like going to go to Comic-Con, and my goal was to get close to take a picture. And then when she like, cause you know, they just like boilerplate, right? You stand next to her and like, I would just be like, fuck yeah. Like, I would just like, I would make sure to give like a fuck you to her.
Pictures,
like, absolutely.
There are pictures out there with like Ted Cruz, like posing
yeah.
with people where they're fucking double burning. Like, and he doesn't even fucking notice yeah. because like you said, they just go into fucking politician mode when
like, whatever. Them, so. Yeah. Like, no, that was my goal. I was like, I got to see if I could get close enough, I fucking would do it. Absolutely. And again, she'd be another person. Like, they can't throw me out of Comic-Con. Like, well, they probably could. But I'd be like, you suck. Like, well, what are my thoughts on you? I think you would be a terrible vice president. Are you kidding me? You didn't even know what newspapers you read because you don't read. No, get out of here. No, that's my goal, is to definitely get kicked out by something like that. Or like, you know, like the wear the friend of the pod shirt next to Ted Cruz or whatever that one person did that one time. Like, yeah, why not? Fuck those people. They do it to – who is it? Tommy Lauren. They do that too. Like, they're like, hey, Tommy. And then like, she's like, hey, hi. And they're like, they're recording. They're like, you're a piece of shit. And she's like, oh, fuck you. And then she like walks up. It's great. It's great. Like, come on, man. That's like, they love it. They love it. I mean, probably not, but they love it. Right. They're all stuffed.
I bet you there's some masochistic part of them that, that does.
Well, I don't think they all believe all their bullshit anyway. Right. Like,
no, there has to be definitely the majority of them probably don't.
Yeah, right. They're like, yeah, I mean, it's a paycheck. Like, I mean, I believe right. like 90% of it, but like the 10% that's the super extreme crazy shit, I don't really believe that. Like, that's crazy. But yeah, why not? So yeah, that's the worst wedding toast ever.
It is. Like, can you think of a worse wedding toast?
If he had said like, if he had dropped the N-word, I guess it could have been worse. But like at that point, by the way, he also looks terrible. Like health wise, mm-hmm. like he really does not look good. Come on, Crab Rave.
Like I said, just keep fucking funneling Big Macs, that dude. Big Macs and Diet Cokes. The NutraSweet will get him eventually.
you know, you can thank Donald Rumsfeld for that one eventually. Which is a weird story behind artificial sweeteners. Is that Donald Rumsfeld helped bring that to the United States? Slowly killing people every day, which I guess is a little bit slower than all the people he killed in Iraq.
Like I said, he just cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
Once he got into the SecDef.
Yeah, he was just like, why are we waiting? We could kill a lot of brown people, man. That would be awesome. All right, that's it for us. Anything else there, Brad?
No. What a weirdly delightful week of news.
Yeah, yeah.
Strangely enough.
Oh,
well, except for the state legislature stuff. That's fucking horrible.
Yes, but it is.
Laughing at Matt Gaetz.
I mean, it's horrible as a thing. It's lovely as a political junkie to watch this guy burn. It is. Poor Nestor's dad. The other thing I was going to say, it's not on the docket, but it should be mentioned. All of Trump's NDAs for his 2016 election team, voided.
Declared unenforceable. Yeah.
Unenforceable. So good luck with all that. So if you wanted to be a rat, now's your time. Rat them out.
Going to see a lot of shitty books coming out.
Oh, 100%. Back in my day, back in 2016. Probably one from Corey Lewandowski or what's the jackass who got fucking tackled in Florida? Florida Man? His internet guy.
Oh yeah. Brad Parscale.
Yeah, Brad Parscale.
Yes, that fucking dude. Given a bad name to Brads everywhere.
Nah, it feels accurate to me actually. A lot of his behavior is very Brad. This Brad. I'm like, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. No shirt, running around Florida, acting like a crazy person. Yep, sounds like the Brad I know. Absolutely. All right. That's it for us. We will see you guys next time.